You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's come out that a few West Auckland stores want to ban begging outside their storefronts. So we spoke to the chairman of the Avondale Business Association, Duncan McDonald, about this issue.
It came to a head 2 weeks ago. We've been inundated with beggars for quite some time and we've been putting up with it. And we started an investigation and checking them all out, and we found out the truth about most of them. There are a couple of them that really need some help, and they're being helped. The Business Association does help the homeless with food grants and everything like that. But the rest of them are professional beggars. They're on benefits. They have a roof over their head, and they're doing this to get money to buy drugs and alcohol. They are they've been starting to use standover tactics. They've been inside our shops, our takeaways and restaurants. Yes, I repeat that. Actually inside it with their cards and demanding food and money off people as they walk in. Consequently, customers have been walking out. Shopkeepers are complaining to us they're on the verge of going broke because of what's happening. And we've decided that that's it. We've had enough. Our shopkeepers have a right to make a livelihood, and without this sort of mafia type stuff going on, these people are conning the public. They make out that they're homeless. They're not. They arrive here in taxis and in their own private cars. They go all over Auckland professionally begging.
Right, and so that's the reason for the recent ban, is basically to just try and stop this happening.
Yep.
And yeah. Is this kind of the first, I guess, like, is this the first port of call, or have you spoken to the local council or the police or anything?
Yes, we have been having regular meetings with the police over it all. There is a program here to help the homeless, and the police are doing that, and we support them 100% on that. What we do not support is professional beggars and drug dealing on our main street.
Okay, and do you have the right to do this on public streets?
The first meter out from any shop front belongs to the shop. It is the shop's, it has the right to do what it likes on that first meter. If you see a $2 shop, it can display wares and coffee bars, put tables out on it. What shopkeepers don't want is people setting up camp and defecating and urinating on their shop fronts. And they have a right to say, no, go away.
Okay, and can you actually enforce this ban, or, how could you enforce it?
We're telling them to get away from the first meter and from front of the shop. We're only saying this on the shop fronts. Let's get this quite clear. You know, the open space around town is not our concern. The beggars want to sit at the bus stop and do their job, they can. It's got nothing to do with the association. What we are talking about is out the front of our shops, in our doorways, demanding money of people as they walk into our businesses. And yes, we do have that right.
Okay. And do you think that this is the most effective solution? Did you look at other options, or do you think that this is the best way to deal with this?
We have come to the end of our tether with these people. If they were really trying to beg for the necessities of life, we have sympathy for them. But they're not. These people are all housed, they're on benefits, and they are just doing this to get money for drugs. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And so how long...
I have seen these guys, these so-called beggars, just last week, two of them in particular, that sit on the footpath, and they've got backpacks on, and blankets, and they're holding blankets, right? I've seen those same two guys selling synthetic drugs to our high school students and then walking up the hill to go into the house where they live.
Right.
The blankets and the backpacks are a con to make you think that they are homeless. They're not homeless at all.
Yeah.
And two of them this morning with a meeting with the police are being trespassed from every shop in Avondale as we speak.
Right.
You're quite correct, we cannot ban them from the footpath, but if they're out 1 metre and they're in the middle of the footpath, the police can make them move on. They're not allowed to sit there, they're obstructing the footpath. But the first metre belongs to the shopkeeper.
Right, yeah. And so how long has the ban been in place now?
About 2 weeks.
And has it been effective?
Yes.
Good.
When you get mums who are walking their kids to school on their and they're walking things, ringing me up and saying, "Thanks, Duncan, I'm sick to death. I don't know what to do about these people that harass my children." Primary school kids getting harassed in the mornings.
Yeah.
It's going too far. People have a right. And if somebody was really desperate, they can go up to Wins. They don't need to harass people on the street.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, it's very difficult because some of the genuine ones are going to be caught up in this. But that's the way it is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we do try and help the homeless around here. We donate food parcels to them. And all sorts of things. We're working with the police, but we're just not putting up with these thugs any longer. They are scaring the hell out of our retailers. Do you know our Asian retailers are too scared to ring the police because they get threatened with hidings from these people? They're actually standing inside the shop, and people are coming into the shop looking at these people, and they're just walking out again. They're going broke because of them.
Yeah.
That's mafia. Now, this isn't somebody genuinely needing a hand. This is organised crime. And I, for one, won't put up with it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not all the other shopkeepers around town, they pick on the ones that are the Asian, especially the Asian takeaways and people like that that don't speak very good English, and they just threaten them. They are running so scared of them. It's ridiculous.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was Avondale Business Association Chairman Duncan McDonald talking about the possibility of banning begging outside storefronts in West Auckland. On this issue, we also spoke to Salvation Army Social Policy and Parliamentary Unit's Lieutenant Colonel Ian Hudson about whether he thinks banning begging is an effective solution.
No, we think that's a simple one. We think the situation is quite a complex one, and although the simple answer like that seems like the way forward, it's not really dealing with the issues. The issues are still going to be there. It's a complex set of issues that have been brought about. It's not only in West Auckland, it's all around New Zealand, so it's a national issue. It's not just a local one. And therefore, there's to us, it's a significant sign of the growing inequality in New Zealand. Homelessness, you know, people with lack of income, poverty, addiction and mental health. We think that just by banning it in a way is not really getting to the root of the issue. We think that councils and communities can band together and look at coordinating responses to the needs of the people that are there. But just banning people doesn't solve the problem. It just drives it at best underground. It'll keep re-emerging anyway.
I guess the business owners are arguing that these people are impacting their business by sitting out the front of their stores, and I think in some cases also coming into their stores. What do you see as a solution to this problem, if not banning?
Well, I do think that's something where there needs to be a coordinated approach by the council and community agencies, people being aware of what supports there are around and how people can be dealt with. I think that's the answer. Just banning people, well, a complete ban. I imagine if there's people that are particularly making themselves a nuisance, a public nuisance, then they should be dealt with. But, you know, just people sitting there, that's a different story, isn't it?
We spoke to the Avondale Business Association this morning, who said that some of the time they are aware that there's what they call professional beggars. Do you see that this is a problem in Auckland? How widespread is that?
I think that would be a very difficult one to assess. I think what's happened, it's again back to what I'm saying about the belief that we have that the nation has become quite an unequal nation, and what's happened is this. I mean, you think, I don't know what it was like for you, but for me, when I was younger, I never saw beggars. New Zealanders didn't have beggars. We were, you know, we had enough homes, the housing was looked after properly, benefits were adequate. a whole range of services were in place that there was no need for beggars. But over time, because of a lack in various areas, including support for mental health and addiction, we find ourselves with this is only one symptom of a wide-ranging problem that I believe is a failure of our social policy and leadership from government nationally that's come to this point.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.